September 11, knowledge requires action. Ezra was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, Ezra 7:6. More than 2,000 years have passed since Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. Yet the lapse of time has not lessened the influence of his pious example. Through the centuries, the record of his life of consecration has inspired many with the determination to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. Ezra's motives were high and holy. In all that he did, he was actuated by a deep love for souls. The compassion and tenderness that he revealed toward those who had sinned, either willfully or through ignorance, should be an object lesson to all who seek to bring about reforms. There is no such thing as weakening or strengthening the law of Jehovah. As it has been, so it is. It always has been and always will be, holy, just, and good, complete in itself. It cannot be repealed or changed. To honor or dishonor it is but the speech of men. Christians should be preparing for what is soon to break upon the world as an overwhelming surprise, and this preparation they should make by diligently studying the Word of God and striving to conform their lives to its precepts. The tremendous issues of eternity demand of us something besides an imaginary religion, a religion of words and forms, where truth is kept in the outer court. If the saints of the Old Testament bore so bright a testimony of loyalty, should not those upon whom is shining the accumulated light of centuries bear a still more signal witness to the power of truth? Shall we let the example of Ezra teach us the use we should make of our knowledge of the Scriptures? The life of this servant of God should be an inspiration to us to serve the Lord with heart and mind and strength. We each have an appointed work to do, and this can be accomplished only by consecrated effort. We need first to set ourselves to know the requirements of God and then to practice them. Then we can sow seeds of truth that will bear fruit unto eternal life.